Ambassador College, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
You don't need to read a newspaper to find out we're a sick generation. All you got to do is stand on the street corner and watch some of us walk by. As a matter of fact, a glance in the mirror or at the scales every now and then is sufficient cause for alarm for most Americans that we really are on a national health, a national slim down, a national shape up and trim down binge of some sort. I mean, if you judge by the number of health-reducing salons, all the ads in newspapers and magazines, we're very, very conscious of the fact that increasingly average Americans are overweight and just maybe a little bit sick. If John Q. Citizen is an average American male age 30, he is probably, and there's a 50-50 chance of this, at least 10% overweight. That's probably not a serious problem at present, but one that could grow on John Q. He also suffers from high blood pressure and probably doesn't even know it. By the time the average John Q. citizen is 45, the odds are 7 in 10 that he will suffer from at least one chronic disability or another. By age 50, he's got a 40% chance of losing all his teeth. When he reaches the ripe old age of 60, he could be the one person in five who gets hit by some form of heart disease. If he's still at that age, a one-pack-a-day smoker, the odds will double. By the time he reaches retirement age, his chances of being completely toothless will have risen to 1 in 2, and before it's all over, John Q. will stand a 25% chance of contracting cancer in one of its many forms. Now, by this time, you begin to become a little bit defeated because you realize that could be me. You might agree the chances of living the traditional 3 score and 10 with no major health problems are very slim today in our society, but the fictitional John Q. is not fictitional, he's real. He's average. He is a statistical American who is walking around, one of the walking wounded of our modern Western society. Every year, some 30 million Americans spend time in a hospital. 2 million see a doctor every single day. 42 million experience severe headaches. 17 million suffer from arthritis or rheumatism. 4 million have diabetes. And 22 million have high blood pressure. Well, why? We are what we eat. Every single one of us are the exact sum of all that has gone into our mouths as far as our physical, cellular, molecular structure is concerned. And yet we look at degenerative diseases, massive mortality rates, heart attacks, cancer, all the diseases and the disabilities that plague so many millions of Americans, and it makes you shake your head in wonderment. People are looking for a cancer cure. But what is the cause? And is it possible to eliminate the cause? Whether we like it or not, there are basic rules of the game that have to do with the way we eat, the way we sleep, the way we exercise, the way we feel. And most people know virtually nothing, it seems, about the real laws of physical health. I'm not talking now about food fadism. I'm not talking about selling products. I'm not talking about corrective therapy. I'm not talking about something which is a food supplement. I'm talking about the basic underlying laws of right living, principles of how to live healthily. You know, the one thing people cannot buy in any amount, by any amount of money, is good health, well-being. Yet it's the one thing in life we all really want. No matter what else we want, we can't enjoy leisure time, we can't enjoy fuller wallets and more money, we can't enjoy travel unless we have good health and well-being. If you'll pick up the telephone and dial a toll-free number I'll give you, I'll send you a return booklet, absolutely free, full color, illustrated, very brief. You can read it in the privacy of your home in about 20 or 30 minutes or so. Principles of Healthful Living. About living laws that affect you and what you are, that has nothing to do with food fadism, underlying principles of health.